Pets help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
All right, Natalie, Jessica, and Wednesday for Wet Nose Wednesday. Thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Well, who do we have? We have a kitty.
Yes, this is Wednesday, and she's a spicy one. She is. Wednesday's been with us a very long time.
About a year now.
Yeah. And she knows what she wants. She's a woman who knows what she wants.
Yes,
okay?
She does.
She likes to be petted on her terms and have her treats and doted and fanned in little plush beds. I mean, that's the life for her. Like, she's one I think she really is content with us because she's like a queen.
I agree. Like, when people walk into the cat ward, she'll be like laying down and she'll just like open like an eye and she'll see like it's nobody that's of any use in quotes to her. So she'll just go back to bed.
Yeah, a cat with attitude. What?
No, she is. She's spicy. If you pet her too much and she's over it, she's like and like smacks you with her paw like and then hisses and walks away. Like, she like saunters. Like, she swings them little hips and everything.
Oh my goodness.
But she's
She's thick.
She's a thick girl.
Thick girl, right?
Yeah. You know.
She was a little vocal coming into studio this morning.
She was screaming at me the whole way here. But now
how old do we think?
She's not too old.
No. I'm going to look real quick. We had her when she was a baby, like a little kitten. And then I'm not sure.
Wow.
What circumstances brought her back?
She was bullying the other animals. So she really would probably prefer to be an only child, or if there's dogs, I think she would be able to coexist with dogs.
Really?
Yeah, I think she'd be okay with that, because they'd probably hopefully leave her alone or be afraid of her.
Yeah, they probably would be afraid of her.
I'm gonna touch her.
I mean, she really is very sweet in her own little sassy pants way, but she's just like. Like, right now, she's a diva. She's like, this is what I've been wanting, people. I want to be photographed. I want all the praise.
She's about 4 years old.
Oh, okay. Very good. She's a light gray, kind of medium gray kitty.
And she's got short hair.
With sass.
She does have sass.
Tiny little head and big body.
Definitely a contrast from the guy that I brought last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Gatto.
How's Gatto?
Gatto got adopted.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So. Let's get Wednesday adopted. How do we do that, Natalie?
I'm looking at her little hairdo, and she's getting real mad. So if you are interested in adopting Wednesday or someone else, you can visit our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. And you are also more than welcome to stop out of the shelter at 4550 Fostoria Avenue. We are open Tuesday through Friday from 12 p.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturdays 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Moving the cage around so I can... She's not even looking out.
No, she's mad.
The cage.
She gave me a little nibble. You're done holding me now.
Hello, Wednesday.
And then we do have an event coming up.
Yes. October 12th, our Tales for Tats, our fifth event for it. It starts at noon. $60 cash. All proceeds go to the Humane Society. And Natalie's slowly closing the cage.
She looks like she's going to be like, I'm out of here.
We do have some really awesome tumblers. She's out. She's out.
On the floor. There you go.
Release the Kraken. we do have some really awesome tumblers that a local company in town, Katie Did Designs, she made for us. One for cats, one for dogs, and a memorial cup. And they are beautiful.
They're really nice.
And it's, again, it starts at 12 until the last tattoo is done.
Excellent. So get all the info over at your website, HancockHumaneSociety.com.
Embassy Inc.
Embassy Inc. All right. Very good.
Thanks
for coming in with Wednesday. We'll have the video up later this morning. So Wednesday, all thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet.